So let's review. We continue with various mumen, which, as the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak stated, al elu mumen sheikhtin nesabachar. And the first Mishnah in this daf discusses mumen of the nose and lips. Zakta Mishnah. Chaitmai shenikiv b'shenifkam b'shenistak. If the nose is punctured, notched, or split. Or safamai shenikva shenifkama shenistaka. If the lip is punctured, notched, or split. These are considered mumen for which one may shecht the bachar outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara cites a brisa. Nikvu chait min zela teichze mebachutz hariz mum mebefnim ena mum. If there's a hole between the two nostrils, it depends. If the hole also penetrates the outside of the nose, it's considered a mum because it's visible. If the hole only penetrates the septum inside, it's not considered a mum because it's concealed. Zakta the Mishnah. Chutin hachitzein is shenifkemu v'shenigmemu. If the front gums are notched or cut, or hapanimim shenekru. If the back gums are uprooted, it's considered a mum. But if the back gums are only notched or cut, it's not considered a mum. Chanina ben Atignis disagrees and says, Ein baitkim min hatiyumis belefnim, ba'af lo yes hatiyumis. We do not examine the area of panimim, which extends from the area opposite the tiyumis, the twin-like teeth, the molars, and within. As the Gemara explains, there's a three-way machlekes regarding panimim. The Tanakhama holds, ha-panimim, shenifkemu v'shenigmu, ein shechten, of a nekru shechten. If the back gums were notched or cut, there's no heter shechita. But if they were uprooted, there's a heter shechita. Rabbi Shua ben Kufutzai holds, ein shechten ela alechitzaynis bavad. Only for a mum in the front gums, there is a heter shechita. But for a mum in the back gums, there is no heter shechita, and therefore panimi shenekru mishchet alay l'shechtinan, aval afsuli mifsal. If the back gums were uprooted, it does not accomplish a heter shechita. But it's considered a mum to disqualify it as a carbon. Chanina ben Atignis holds, ein mashkichin al tiyem is kol ikr, vafil afsuli lo yifsal. A mum in the back gums is not considered a mum at all, and it's a kosher carbon. The Gemara proceeds with the following question. Bayer of Achta Vaybar Ami. Yesh mechus re'eva mebifnim, or ein mechus re'eva mebifnim? If a bechar or another carbon is missing an internal organ, is this considered a mum to disqualify it from being brought as a carbon? There's no question regarding le'eshchutei v'lefrukei lo have a mum, to shech the bechar outside the Beis HaMikdash, or to redeem a carbon, a missing organ is not considered a mum, because it's concealed. And the pasuk of bechar specifies piseich ha'iver, a bechar that is crippled or blind. And the pasuk of kachim specifies iveris ha'ishaver, a carbon that is blind or its leg is broken. And these are visible blemishes. The question is only regarding if Suleimai, to disqualify the carbon, is a missing organ a mum or not? And the question is in how to interpret the following pasuk. Tam yil l'ratzin, kol mum lo yibay. Perhaps it's a mum because tamim in chisaron lay. The word tamim means that the carbon must be whole and the chisaron mebifnim is not whole. Or perhaps it's not a mum because ma mum me'avroi af chisaron me'avroi. There's a hekesh from mum to tamim. Just like a mum is only on the outside of the animal, as the pasuk specifies iveris ishaver, so too a lack of tamim only disqualifies from the outside, but a chisaron on the inside does not disqualify the carbon. The Gemara first says that this question is a machlekes of the following two apparently contradicting brises. Based on the pasuk, v'shtei akoloyos yisirena. The word shtei implies two kidneys, while the singular word yisirena implies one kidney. The first brise expounds v'shtei akoloyos v'loy bal kulya achas v'loy bal sholosh kulyas. Only a carbon with two kidneys is kosher, but a carbon with one or three kidneys is possible. While the second brise expounds yisirena l'rabbis bal kulya achas. Even a carbon with one kidney is kosher. The Gemara initially assumes that all agree ein beria ba'achas v'hai michzor chaser. Animals are never born with one kidney. Therefore, we must assume that this animal initially had two kidneys, but then lost one kidney. And the machlekes is as follows. The first brisa holds that the carbon is possible because chisar mebefnim shmei chisar. While the second brisa holds that the carbon is kosher because chisar mebefnim lo shmei chisar. However, the Gemara offers three other approaches in understanding these two brises, in which both would agree that chisar mebefnim shmei chisar. Perhaps there's no machlekes, and all agree that yesh beria ba'achas, animals are sometimes born with one kidney. And chisar mebefnim shmei chisar. And we can reconcile the two brises as discussing different cases. The first brise is a case of kishenivr b'shtayim v'chasru. The animal is known to have been born with two kidneys, and one was lost. Therefore, the carbon is possible, because there is a chasar. While the second brise is a case of kishenivr b'achas mikar. The animal is known to have been born with only one kidney. Therefore, the carbon is kasher, because there is no chasar. Or, perhaps there is a machlekes between the two brises. However, they both agree that chasar mebefnim shmei chisaron, and the machlekes is in whether yesh beria b'achas, whether animals are sometimes born with one kidney. The first brisa holds that the carbon is possible because ein beria b'achas, and this animal certainly has a chasar. While the second brisa holds that the carbon is kosher because yesh beria b'achas, and we can assume that it has no chasar. Or perhaps there's no machlekes, and all agree that ein beria b'achas and chasar mebefnim shmei chisaron. Therefore, it most certainly must be assumed that this animal was born with two kidneys. However, it depends when the second kidney was lost. The first brisa holds that the carbon is possible because it refers to wishachas or kaim kibla. The kidney was lost before the blood was received in the utensil. at which point Chasaron is still a psul. While the second Braisa holds that the carbon is kasher because it refers to Shechasu la'achar Kabbalah. The kinyan was lost after the blood was received in the utensil, at which point Chasaron is no longer a psul. The Gemara proceeds to cite another Braisa which could possibly be explained as a machlekes where the Chasaron may be from the Chasaron. This Braisa cites a three-way machlekes in the Mumen discussed in the following pasuk. Umoch, b'chasas, v'nasik, b'charas. A male animal whose genitals are either squashed, crushed, detached, or cut is disqualified from being brought as a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kula nafilu bebeim." All these mumen apply to both the begid and the beim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Kula begid." These mumen only apply to the gid, but not to the beim. Rabbi Yasi says, "It depends." Moch b'chasas af bebeim, nasik b'charas begid in bebeim loy. Moch b'chasas apply to both the gid ubeim, while the nasik b'charas apply only to the gid, but not to the beim. The Gemara initially explains the first two opinions, a machlekes and chasar mebefnim. Rabbi Yehuda holds chasar mebefnim shmei chasar. Therefore, chasaran and the concealed bayim is a mum. While Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds chasar mebefnim lo shmei chasaran. Therefore, chasaran and the concealed bayim is not a mum. The Gemara, however, rejects this approach because this does not explain the opinion of Rabbi Yasi, who differentiates between nasik b'charas and ma'och b'chasas. Therefore, the Gemara explains that all agree chasar mebefnim lo shmei chasaran. And the machlekes in whether these mumen are considered a mum shebekolei, a visible blemish. Behuda holds kula nafilu bebeim, moch v'chasas in the beim is considered a mum shebegoli because the mechavtsim, when they're crushed, they're visibly shriveled. And nosik v'charas in the beim is considered a mum shebegoli because the hotalion, when they're detached, they can be seen dangling in the kiss. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds kulan einam bebeim, moch v'chasas in the beim is not a mum shebegoli because the mikara nami zimna de mechavtsim, sometimes the beim shrivel without having been crushed. And Nostik v'charis in the Beim is not a mum shebegoli because the mikari nami zim in the talion. Sometimes the Beim dangle without having been detached. Rabbi Yasi holds all these mumen are not a mum shebegoli, but even so, moch v'chas in the Beim is a mum because the whole lasna, when crushed, they're considered non-existent. And chasar mebefnim, shmei chasar. While Nostik v'charis in the Beim is not a mum because the whole isno, although detached, they're still existent. Zok the Mishnah. Nifkam ha-zoyven oy ha-er yishon the keva b'mikdashin. In a male bechor or carbon, if the sheath into which the gid retracts was notched, or in a female carbon, if the exposed part of the genitals was notched, it's a mum. Rabbi Elazar adds, nifgam v'lo nitel. It's a mum only if the sheath was notched because it cannot heal. But it's not a mum if the sheath was completely removed because it can grow back. And kis v'lo zachris, nifgam is a mum only in the sheath, but nifgam is not a mum in the gid because it can heal. The Mishnah continues with mumen in the tail. Nifgam hazanav mina etzim, avaloi mina perek. If the tail was notched in the bone, it's considered a mum. But if the tail was notched at the joint between two vertebrae, it's not considered a mum because it can heal. If the tip of the tail is exposed to the bone, it's a mum because it cannot heal. If there's a finger breadth of flesh between two vertebrae of the tail, it's a mum.